Chapter 6, Mishnah 1. Adam, Vekalim, Nasin, Oalim, Latame. People and utensils function as tents to render impure, Avalolatar, but do not render pure. Right? That's what the Mishnah says. Kaitzad. So what does this mean? Arba, Noisin, Es, Hanidbach. If four men were carrying a slab, four guys are busy carrying a slab there. Tumah Tachtav, and there is Tumah beneath it. So let's say there's a corpse. There's a corpse underneath the slab. Kalim she'al gabav tamein. The utensils on top of the slab are tamein. And the reason being that because the people were carrying the slab, so the slab doesn't work as a shield. It doesn't work as a shield because we have this principle that people can't carry. You know, it's supported. Anything supported by people doesn't work as a shield. So actually, he doesn't bring it over here, but I saw this. It brings it to Machlokas. It's either halacha l'moshe misina this, these halachas, or according to Torah law, it would shield, but the rabbis overrode it for whatever reason. The Machlokas, why it doesn't work, but it doesn't work. Next case of the Mishnah, Tumah al Gabav. Also, if there was Tumah on top of the slab, so let's say the dead body was on top of the slab, Kalim Shetachtav Tumayim. If there were vessels underneath it, they would also be impure. The slab wouldn't shield them again. So the reverse case also wouldn't work. Rebbe Eliezer Matar. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with this. He holds that no, it does work. He doesn't agree with this principle, and he holds that if it's propped up by people, it is a good shield. But we don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. Nasan al arba kalim, so too if the slab was held up by four utensils, afilu klay glalim klay avanim klay adama, even if the utensils were made of dung, stow, or clay, meaning that they not susceptible to impurity themselves, tumatachtav, if there was a corpse underneath the slab, kalim shal gabav tumam, any vessels on top would be tamam. Tumal gabav, and also the reverse, if the corpse was above the slab, kalim shetachtav tumam, if there were kalim underneath, they would be tumam. Same principle. Nasun al arba avanim or al dvar shiyesh bo racham. But if the slab was on four stones, which are not utensils, or on any other living creature apart from a person, right? So it was written on the back of four donkeys. Tumatachtav, if there was a corpse underneath it, kalim shal gaban tohere. Now it would work as a shield. It would work as a shield. And tuma al gabav, if the corpse was on top, Kalim Shetachtav Torah, and any vessels underneath it would be impure. So, anything held up, any screen being held up by people or other utensils doesn't work as a shield. That's the essential thing that's coming out of the Mishnah.